the week's cases for the week ending June 6, 2025, by Almonaster, L.A. County Public Defender's Office. Scope of Brady Johnson discovery is not limited by Pitches. Big win for our own Lisa Zimmerman. A Pitches 11 Cal 3rd 531 motion seeks prior complaints against police officers for malfeasance, unlawful use of force, lying, etc. Pitches motions produce limited discovery. You only get names, addresses, and telephone numbers of the complainants or witnesses. Sometimes you get the date and location of the incident. You can make a supplemental showing to get more if the initial disclosure turns out not to be useful. In addition to a classic Pitches motion is a Brady 373 U.S. 83 Johnson 61 Cal 4th 696 motion. The police sometimes share with the DA the fact that there might be Brady information on an individual officer involved in a case. Johnson requires the DA to disclose that fact to the defense. In the Johnson case, the Cal Supreme said that obtaining this Brady discovery does not require us to allege that the officer engaged in wrongdoing. We only need to state that we have been informed by the DA that there might be Brady information in an officer's personnel file, and then explain why the officer's credibility might be relevant. The disclosure in a Brady Johnson motion is not limited to what we get in a Pitches motion. You get everything, including, quote, documentary evidence, police reports, video evidence, and audio recordings, close quote. This excellent published win restates and explains all of this in clear, specific, and considerable detail. Note that the only way we can access a police personnel file is through the use of Pitches procedures. Whether we file a classic Pitches or a Brady Johnson, we need to use the Pitches procedures to get the motion before the court. Judges and opposing counsel routinely claim that our use of Pitches procedures means that Brady Johnson discovery should be limited to the scope of Pitches. This case should finally put an end to these incorrect limitations on Brady Johnson discovery. Schneider v. Superior Court, B341712-529-25, CA 2nd Division 7. Standard of reckless indifference sharply limited. SB 1437 limited the felony murder rule. Quote, if a defendant was not the actual killer or an aider and abettor acting with intent to kill, the statute now requires that the defendant be a major participant in the felony who acted with reckless indifference to human life, close quote. Penal Code Section 189E3. What is reckless indifference? The Cal Supremes have, quote, set out a non-exhaustive list of considerations relevant to this determination, including use of or awareness of the presence of a weapon or weapons, physical presence at the scene, an opportunity to restrain Confederates or aid victims, the duration of the crime, knowledge of any threat the Confederates might represent, and efforts to minimize risk, close quote, Strong, 13 Cal 5th, 698, 706. Here the Cal Supremes examined each of these factors. There was no evidence that the defendant used a gun or knew that the shooter ever had a gun. The duration of the felony was brief, a factor which, quote, is neutral in this case. It did nothing to heighten the risk of violence beyond that inherent in the robbery itself, close quote. As for efforts taken to minimize the risk of violence, quote, Emmanuel planned to participate in a robbery in a public location during daylight hours. The crime occurred in the open where witnesses might be present to observe from the park, passing vehicles, or nearby residences. This factor, therefore, does not support a finding of reckless indifference. Quotes, quote, Supremes say that even if the defendant does nothing to minimize the risk, that's not enough to show reckless indifference where, quote, the risk of violence posed is no more than that inherent in any violent felony, close quote. Finally, although the defendant could have done more to reduce the degree of violence, quote, when met with resistance, Emmanuel abandoned the plan rather than resort to greater violence, close quote. The Supremes say, quote, this factor, the failure to restrain a cohort, cannot be said to weigh in favor of a finding of reckless indifference without some evidence in the record indicating that the defendant had a meaningful opportunity to do so, close quote. Quote, while post-flight conduct may shed light on a defendant's state of mind, conduct temporarily removed from the violent act must clearly evince a culpable mental state, close quote. The Supreme 7-0 reversed the lower court's finding of reckless indifference. This is an important case narrowing the scope of reckless indifference. Peel versus Manuel, S280551, 6225 Cal Supremes. A prison sentence of 50 years to life is the functional equivalent of LWOP. Penal Code Section 1170 D1 allows juveniles sentenced to life without parole, LWOP, to petition for resentencing. In Heard, 83 Calap 5608, the court held that to deny juvenile offenders who had been sentenced to the functional equivalent of LWAP, FLWAP, the same opportunity violates equal protection. See also Sorto 104 Calap 5 435 and Bagsby 106 Calap 5 1040, agreeing with Heard. How long does a term have to be to qualify as a FLWAP? In Heard, the sentence was 103 years to life. Sorto involved a sentence of 140 years to life. In Contreras, 4 Cal 5 349, which involved an Eighth Amendment challenge, the Cal Supremes held that 50 years to life is FLWAP. In Munoz, 110 Calap 5 499, the defendant was 15 years old when he was sentenced to 50 years to life. The Munoz Court of Appeal concluded that since the defendant will be eligible for parole when he is 65, this is not the equivalent of an FLWAP sentence, distinguished Contreras as being limited to the Eighth Amendment issue. The Court of Appeal in this case rules that 50 years to life is an FLWAP sentence. Appeal versus Cabrera, B339998, filed 5925, published 53025, CA 2nd Division 5.